Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Paul Legal Show. Brad Paulk and Bob Leonard in studio today. Gary Bell's out of town. We're here to talk to you about, well, normally every week we talk to you about a particular personal injury topic. And we're talking to you about a personal injury topic today, but it's a little different. In a few days, we're going to celebrate the 4th of July. So this is our annual 4th of July reminder show to talk to you about what you can and can't do and what you can and can't fire off and what kind of rights you have if you're burned or hurt or if your house burns down or something happens as a result of fireworks, whether it's legal or illegal. There's a fair amount to cover when you're talking about that kind of thing. And you know, people can get hurt. People lose their property. We are Bell and Pollock. We have been the personal injury law firm working in the Denver metropolitan area and throughout the state of Colorado since 1984. Handled cases, whether they're large or small. We handle them and we take care of you. We work very hard to help you. We are known as the champions of the people. We have a legal game plan that we devise for our clients as they come in. Each case is unique. Each case is different. And therefore, there's no such thing as a run-of-the-mill or a standard amount to recover or what you can and can't recover. It's all dependent on who you are and what your case is about, what your injury is about, and how they occurred. And so each case needs to be examined on its own merits. I know you see a lot of cases or a lot of TV shows, and you see a lot of ads where people talk about how much money they got from one case or another and how much the attorney got for them in different circumstances and in unique circumstances. Well, that may or may not be true, what they got or what was available to them and how it worked out. But there is one thing for certain. Just because one person gets one amount of money for a case does not mean that you will or will not get equal to or greater than that amount yourself. Each case has to be checked out and has to be graded on its own merits. I know that quite often you want to know what your case is worth and you want to come into a law firm and find out, and you can come into our law firm and we'll talk to you about what your case is worth. We'll give you an idea of what your case is worth. We'll discuss it. But there are a lot of variables, and a lawyer sitting down just talking to you for the first time can rarely tell you exactly what your case is worth. It can give you some ranges, can give you some ideas, can discuss it with you, but the lawyer needs to learn about you. The lawyer needs to learn about your case. The lawyer needs to learn about the other side. The lawyer needs to know how much insurance the other side has. Needs to know how culpable the other side is, and they need to know what the other side's going to say. So there's a lot that goes on in a personal injury case. The best thing you can do if you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of another is go see a lawyer. Come see us. Sit down with us. Make an appointment. Sit down, talk to us, and let us figure out what your case is worth and discuss it with you and do the necessary work to try to protect your rights and to make sure that you're going to have the maximum recovery.
You know, Brad, if when a client comes in, they want to know how much my case is worth. I tell them I can't tell them. I don't know. And I tell them, you know, if you go into a law office, an attorney, and they say your case is worth $10,000 and they haven't looked at one piece of paper, you should get up and walk out. There's no way we know what the case is worth until we spend the requisite time going through the medical records, talking to people and your family and friends, how this affected you.
That's exactly right. I mean, how does a lawyer, when you come in and talk to them, and unless you come in with everything, know how much your medical bills are? How do they know how much your lost income is? How do they know how much your it's going to cost you in the future out of your own pocket to address your injuries and to overcome the loss of employment and the things that have occurred to you?
And you know, Brad, also that people say, well, I heard it's three times the medical bills. There's no magic formula. I mean, I think, I don't know where that came from. Maybe you do, but people say, oh, I heard it's three times. If my medicals are $10,000, I should get $30,000.
Well, that multiplier, you know, so a lot of times you can get on the internet and they'll talk about multipliers of two times, three times, four times, five times. Insurance companies don't use them. The insurance companies don't even pay attention to that idea. They look at a great deal of other information and remember that you're fighting the insurance company. And so it is a fight. It's a fight where you need help. It's a fight where you want to have a lawyer on your side. Come talk to Bell and Pollock, 303-795-795. 5900 or championsofthepeople.com, bellpollock.com. Look on our website. We've been doing this show right here that you're listening to. We've been doing this show for well over 10 years. We use the show to help to educate you and help you understand what's happening. We've been around since 1984 as a law firm, Gary Bell and Brad Pollock. Bob, you've been with us how long?
14 years.
14 years. I think Rob, another lawyer in office, has been with us 18 years. We're not fly by night. We're not going to be here and gone. We're not going to make you wild promises. We're going to do the job that is necessary to get you maximum recovery. And that's what we're just about, maximum recovery. We're not going to be a churn you in, churn you out, some kind of assembly line type case. We're going to talk to you and take care of your cases. And we do shows on Saturday mornings. We have a show where we sit down and we work with you and talk to you about any legal topic. On Sunday mornings, we do these shows right here. We also have a Saturday show at 10 o'clock on KOA to help educate you with respect to personal injury matters. So we're in this all the way. We're not here just to make a fast buck, and we're not going to parade around and say, look at how much money this client got or that client got. We've been around since 1984, folks. We've had many multi-million dollar recoveries, but we're not going to be around trying to parade this person or that person and talk about what a great amount they got, this person got, and how and all that is available when we know that what really counts is your case.
You know, Brad, lately I've been having issues with insurance companies where, let's say, you have $18,000 in medical bills, and they try to reprice and say, well, we're not going to pay that. We think it's only worth about $14,000 medical bills. And then they don't offer more. Then they don't offer anything but the medical bills. They try to sell the case, you know, shortchange you. Or other times, you know, they'll say, our clients say, well, they said they'd pay my medical bills. So, you know, they want to pay the medical bills because they pay less money than they pay you directly.
That's a gimmick you got to watch out for. You got to make sure you're watching what the insurance companies are doing and you're addressing every element and every bit of it. But today, we have the 4th of July coming up. And we want to talk to you a little bit about 4th of July. And Bob, you had some statistics about 4th of July in what we call casualties and injuries. And it's not pleasant, folks. You know, we're all out there celebrating the 4th of July. The first thing is understanding the state of Colorado, any firework that leaves the ground is illegal. So you can't use them. Now, you can talk about the criminal penalties, but we can also, as we get into the show, talk a little bit about the legal penalty or the civil penalties, what's going to happen if that firework leaves the ground and causes damage. And you got to think what happens if that firework leaves the ground and fires and causes damage to your own property, because you're the one to set it off, or if it leaves the ground and causes damage to somebody else's property or to somebody else. And if you've been hurt as a result of, or if you've had damage as a result of fireworks, you need to come see a lawyer. You need to talk to your insurance company, but you need to come see a lawyer so that appropriate remedies can be addressed. But, you know, Bob, the statistics we have of injuries are pretty, and losses are pretty astounding.
Yeah, Brad, the National Fire Protection Agency reported that in 2013, there were about 15,600 fires started by fireworks. And there were 14,000 structures were burned to the ground, 200 vehicles fires were started, and about 14,000 other fires, that'd be like the trees and shrubbery, were started caused by fireworks. So fireworks can start a lot of fires. One thing is fireworks cause so many injuries, especially to young children. And the big group, the age group that has the most injuries is between about 24 and 40. Maybe that's because they're firing the fireworks off, but don't ever let your small children handle fireworks alone.
Right, and you can be responsible and liable for that. And, you know, today's show is to talk to you about these type of things. So let's talk about it. When you have an injury from a firework, the first thing you have to do is look and see who was handling it and what was happening. For your particular area where you're going to be firing off fireworks, and we're talking about not things that leave the ground, those are illegal. If you fire those off and you cause something to be lit on fire, you're probably going to be responsible for that structure. Now you're going to be saying, well, how do they catch me? How would they catch me? Well, you know, obviously, We always talk about if you've done something to cause damage to another, or if you've, or if somebody's damaged your property, you got to find out who did it. You've got to try and figure that out. But that being set aside, understand if a firework goes up in the air and comes back down and sets your shingles, your shake shingles, or a part of your fence, or puts a part of your house in on fire, you have a right to recovery from the person who caused the fire. In that case, you probably have some insurance too, Bob, wouldn't you say?
Well, I'd hope you'd have some kind of insurance. Your own homeowner's insurance might kick in as if it was an accident. But, I mean, the thing is, Brad, you don't need to be firing fireworks off around your house, especially right now when it's so dry and so hot. We are in extreme drought conditions. Arapahoe County, I was looking on the internet, has indicated that they have a total ban of fireworks. You know, if you want to see fireworks, go to the fireworks show. There's some great shows coming up, you know, this next week for the 4th of July. Don't fire fireworks off in front of your house and take the chance of burn your house down, burn your neighbor's house down, and seriously injure yourself.
You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in the studio today talking about fireworks. We're going to get a little more in-depth in it in the next segment of this show. We're going to talk to you about what your rights and remedies are. We are personal injury lawyers. We're a personal injury law firm. If you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of another, or if you've had your property damaged as a result of the negligence of another, contact us at 303-795-5900 at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in studio today talking to you about firework responsibility and about what can happen in the fireworks. 4th of July is coming up. Actually, you know, the bottom line is most of the time, the statistics kept for 4th of July injuries span the time period of late June, sometime around June 20th or so, to late July, July 20th. You know, nowadays, we celebrate the 4th of July for about 30 days, and fireworks get in the hands of people for that long, and they get shot off. And even if you shot off fireworks on July 4th, the legal ones that you could do in your community, by the time you put them away, if you don't shoot everything off, you can bet somebody else, one of your kids or somebody's probably going to get it to them and shoot them off, or maybe you're going to shoot them off later. It's not rare to have fireworks starting already, and they will be continuing throughout most of the month. But let's talk about, first of all, liability. And let's talk about liability to begin with on what happens if you're shooting off fireworks and the people around you get hurt. And so, you know, first of all, we'll talk about using illegal fireworks, where you're using illegal fireworks and you out in your backyard send off a firework, it comes down and it lights your own house on fire. And now you're going to your insurance company, asking your insurance company to pay for damage to your house as a result of your using your own illegal fireworks and illegal fireworks you purchased. Now, I can tell you, that's going to be a policy-specific matter, but generally, you can expect that the insurance company is going to at least give you some type of pushback in paying for the damage to that house. Now, you may ultimately win, and if you have the insurance, if that kind of event happens, you've got to come talk to us right away. If you've had your house set on fire by somebody else using fireworks, whether they're legal or illegal, around you, then you've got to come talk to us. We'll help you with your insurance claim. You're going to need help with the insurance claim. But believe me, you're going to have a lot of pushback from insurance companies if you're using illegal fireworks and you've set your own place on fire.
You know, Brad, many insurance policies contain provisions disclaiming coverage for illegal acts committed by the insured. So it could be, they could say that, you know, lighting fireworks was an illegal act, and they could say it's not covered.
Now, there's an illegal act. That's one. Okay, now let's talk about if you're using illegal fireworks and you get hurt, or you hurt someone else, or you hurt somebody else's, a member of somebody else's family, or you hurt the person next door, or you've even have people over to watch and they get hurt. Now, if you've been hurt as a result of the use of a firework or as a result of somebody else's use of a firework, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about the nature and extent of the injuries, and they can be quite significant. They can be trips to the hospital. They can be permanent injuries, permanent loss of a finger, permanent scarring. They can be injuries that are very significant. Bob?
You know, Brad, most of the injuries from fireworks are injuries to your hands and fingers. About 40% of all injuries to the limbs and extremities is you could lose your finger, use your thumb, and then severe burns. And, you know, even those things we think are pretty safe, like sparklers, everybody has sparklers. We let little children hold the sparklers. 20% of all injuries in the ER visits around 4th of July are caused by sparklers. You know, water boils at 212 degrees. A cake bakes at 360 degrees. A sparkler burns at almost 2,000 degrees. It's molten metal. Would you let your kids play with molten metal in the backyard? We do it all the time, don't we, Brad?
So, well, with those sparklers, you do, and you got to think about it. So, you know, advice to those to save you from a potential problem is, if you want to hand a sparkler to your own child and take potential responsibility, that's one thing. It's legal. You can do it. And, you know, it's a responsibility. And I'm not trying to stop you from having a good time on the 4th of July. I've got kids, and believe me, I have handed them sparklers. But am I going to hand a sparkler to somebody else's child? The answer is no. I'm going to let that parent decide whether or not that it's okay for their child to have that sparkler. Now, if the parent says, okay, go ahead, that's fine, that's a different situation. It's legal. It's something you can do. It's a choice that is being made, and it's a choice that is okay as far as I'm concerned, but it's not one where you don't give the parent the opportunity to be involved in making that decision. Another situation, are you going to allow a child or somebody else's child to light off a firework? Have you set up a perimeter? If you're going to set up, do even the fountains, and you're going to do different things, have you set up a perimeter of where you don't come within this circle if we're setting off fireworks? Are you going to make sure that if somebody's setting off a firework and they're going to move back or take a maneuver away from the firework, that there's nobody behind them, that they're not going to be running into each other, they're not going to trip over anything, they're not going to get hurt on your property? Or as a result of you allowing fireworks, are you doing the fireworks? And for those of you who've been hurt, are you paying attention? Do you understand? Have you willingly submitted to the event? Is it an event where you believe it's safe and it's secure? Because all these issues are going to come up when we start trying to discuss responsibility for people who get hurt. And you know, the best thing is, let's not have any injuries. But the other side of it is, if you have the injuries, where's the responsibility and how are you going to be able to take care of those injuries when the fireworks are going off?
You know, we're talking about safety issues. You know, we're dealing with fireworks. First thing is, never allow a young child to play with fireworks. The chance of them being hurt is like almost two times greater than an adult. You know, you need to have supervised, well, in no time should a small child play fireworks without adult supervision. Another thing, Brad, is when lighting a fireworks, if you're going to use fireworks, don't put your body over the firework. Stand back, light and step back. And one thing is, if it doesn't go off, don't try to relight it. Because that's when a lot of times people get hurt. They go walk right up to the firework, put their body over it, and it explodes in their face.
It's obviously defective. Don't do it. You know, it's as simple as that. If the firework's not working. But the question is, and by the way, do you have first aid available? Do you have a first aid kit? Do you have anything available to make sure that if somebody gets hurt or when somebody's complaining of a burn, that you can administer first aid right away? And are you keeping track of the movement of the people within your home or within your yard or around your driveway and what's going on? Are you making sure the street is safe so you don't have somebody driving down the street? And you're going to get injuries, especially when you're using the street for the fireworks. You block off the street or you're putting them out in the street. That's away from everything, isn't it? It's away from the home. If the cars are parked somewhere else, it's away from the cars. It's right in the middle of the street. But are you paying attention to the children in the street? And are you paying attention to people driving by? And if you're going to be diverting their attention to all of a sudden a firework going off while they're trying to drive by, or they're going to be watching the fireworks, you've got a lot you need to think about. Is there going to be alcohol involved while you're shooting off the fireworks? If there's going to be alcohol involved, who's going to be shooting off the fireworks? And how much alcohol is that particular person going to be going to be drinking? Because you need to know what the intake of that person is going to be, so you understand whether or not they can maintain the safety standards that you set up. So, if you're going to be doing the fireworks, all right. First of all, if you're going to be attending or somebody else's home and that's going on, make sure the safety is there. And for those of you who are going to be shooting off fireworks at your home, make sure you've set up your safety standards that are not to be violated. And those safety standards need to be not just centered on the firework. It needs to be centered on the events that are going around it. We've had cases in our office where people have been hurt, not because the firework hurt them, but because while the firework was being lit, while they were participating in that, the person lighting the firework moved very quickly away from it. It was one that apparently got away from him, and they ran into somebody and ended out hurting them very badly when they ran into the person because they had not established a safe perimeter where nobody but the person lighting off the fireworks was going to be when carrying out that action.
You know, there's a lot of resources to let you know what the counties are doing in terms of fireworks. Basically, this 4th of July, it's so dry and so hot, almost all fireworks are banned. In Colorado, you know, if you possess illegal fireworks, let's say you go to Wyoming and bring back some illegal fireworks, it's a Class 3 misdemeanor with fines of $750 up to 6 months in jail. It's unlawful to let kids under the age of 16 possess or use fireworks.
Okay, now firecrackers, cherry bombs, bottle rockets, mortars, M80s, Roman candles, they're all illegal. You can't use them in Colorado. You know, you don't want to, that's only a beginning part of them, okay? They're prohibited in the national parks, in our Colorado state parks and local parks. They're prohibited in golf courses. They're prohibited in the city streets, which a lot of people fire off their fireworks in the city streets, especially if they have a cul-de-sac that they can block off. Most public places, they're illegal unless, of course, you've gone to somewhere where they're doing a public display. You can fire off fountains and toy caps and snake or glow worms or ground spinners, illuminating torches, the dip sticks and sparklers, toy propellants, noisemakers that crackle or whistle, but they can't explode. and you can in certain kinds of tube devices. So you can fire off some of those type fireworks. Just be careful about how you do it. And if you get hurt as a result of a firework, if you get hurt as a result of the use of a firework, go see a lawyer as far as what responsibility there may be if somebody has acted illegally or negligently or failed to properly protect the people around them. And, you know, that's the last case in the world that I really want to have, but people need to be compensated for their injuries. What I would rather have is that we don't have those injuries because the people that are going to be firing off the fireworks are not being dangerous, and they're not being negligent, and they're doing the necessary things to protect those around them. You're listening to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. You can call us at 303-795-5900, bellpolk.com, or championsofthepeople.com. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookie's. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookie's. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. Brad Polk and Bob Leonard here to talk to you about personal injury matters. Today, we've been talking about fireworks. We've been discussing the bad side, the terrible side of fireworks, and that's where people get hurt. And, you know, at the end, Bob, I guess the first thing we should be telling people who are going to shoot off fireworks is what?
I'd pull my homeowner's policy out and start reading it.
Yep.
To make sure that it doesn't exclude illegal activities, which could be fireworks if they're banned in Colorado, and those fireworks will leave the ground.
Or if they're banned in the area, check your city, check your local authorities, and make sure you have protection with respect to potential damage to your property. The other thing is for those of you who get hurt as a result of the negligent or illegal use of fireworks, or have property damage as a result of the negligent or illegal use of fireworks, you have the right to be fairly compensated. And that compensation, a lot of times, is going to have to come from the person who used the fireworks. At that point, you've got to have a lawyer involved. So contact us at that point. If you've been hurt as a result of negligence or the wrongful acts of anyone, and you need care, and you're going to need care, you need to talk to a lawyer. You can call us at 303-795-5900 at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We hope you all have a nice, safe, fun-filled 4th of July that is something you can remember for a long time. Please don't let it be a memory over an injury that was not necessary.
And just remember, just because it's a sparkler, just because it's a glowworm, you can still have injuries, and still people get hurt on the 4th of July, especially our children. So be very careful letting our kids play with fireworks. And like Brad said, If you've been injured by someone who is negligent using fireworks, come talk to us at Bell and Pollock. We'll take care of you.
We'll see you next week.